Mini test. Part 1. Listen and choose the statement that best describes the picture. Number 1. A.
A man is holding a shopping bag.
B.
A man is handing someone money.
C.
A man is pointing at some fruit.
D.
A man is filling a basket.
Number 2. A.
A woman is putting a label on a shelf.
B.
A woman is reaching for fruit.
C.
A woman is putting fruit in a bag.
D.
A woman is putting fruit in a cart.
Number 3. A.
They are walking down the hill.
B.
They are all wearing uniforms.
C.
They are having a conversation.
D.
They are sitting on the benches.
Number 4. A.
They are turning on the light.
B.
They are waiting in line.
C.
They are looking at each other.
D.
They are getting off the bus.
Number 5. A.
The men are eating a meal.
B.
The men are washing the floor.
C.
The men are wearing uniforms.
D.
The men are setting up the umbrellas.
Part 2. Listen and choose the correct answer. Number 1.
Can you eat spicy food?
A.
Yes, with Hank.
B.
No, not there.
C.
Yes, a little bit.
Number 2.
What time is it?
A.
Of 6 o'clock.
B.
It's 6 o'clock.
C.
After 6 hours.
Number 3.
How did you find this restaurant?
A.
It's about 2 months old.
B.
I saw it in a magazine.
C.
By Subway.
Number 4.
This cake is delicious.
A.
We have some cake.
B.
Cake has a lot of sugar.
C.
Thank you.
Number 5.
Can you play the piano?
A.
Only a little bit.
B.
I can't afford one.
C.
I like piano music.
Part 3. Listen and choose the correct answer. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Have you seen my gloves? I can't find them.
Are they the brown ones that your mother gave you for Christmas?
No, the blue ones that she gave me for my birthday.
Well, I have no idea where they are.
Number 1. What color are the gloves the man is searching for? Number 2. Who gave the gloves to the man? Number 3. What does the woman say about the gloves? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Matthew. Amy said you would be helping out today with the inventory.
Yes. I've never done this before, though, so you'll have to tell me what to do.
Absolutely. Basically, we need to write a list of everything in the storage room, put it in boxes, and label it accordingly so that it will be ready for the move to the new office building. I'll show you where to put the boxes.
Sounds good. I'll start with the list.
Number 4. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 5. Where does Matthew work? Number 6. What will Matthew do first? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation and list.
You're sneezing quite a lot. Have you ever thought about getting an allergy test?
I was thinking about it, but I'm not so sure. Do you have a recommendation for a place to go?
Why not go to the Twilight Clinic? They are very popular, and the test is quick and cheap.
But it doesn't sound very in-depth. If I go, I want to get the test that checks for the most allergens. You said you knew a website that compared clinics. Send me that link.
Number 7. What does the woman ask for? Number 8. What is mentioned about the Twilight Clinic? Number 9. Look at the graphic. Which clinic will the woman most likely go to? Part 4. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following talk.
Thank you for coming to today's manager's meeting. I want to let everyone know that the company insurance policy will change this month. We will be switching to a new company. As a result, we will need to get a new health check. Therefore, starting next month, everyone will need to go for a health check. I will email a sign-up sheet after this meeting. Please pass this around your departments.
Number 1. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 2. What is the speaker discussing? Number 3. What will begin next month? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following talk.
I started taking Taekwondo lessons last year. It was my friend Sam who told me about Taekwondo. Now I feel much stronger, and I can move much faster. Next year, I want to get my black belt like Sam.
Number 4. When did the speaker start taking Taekwondo lessons? Number 5. How does the speaker feel after doing Taekwondo for so long? Number 6. What does the speaker want to get next year? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following talk and table.
Hi, this is Gerald Cavan. I have an appointment on Thursday at your dentist's office, but I need to reschedule it. Unfortunately, I have to go on a business trip until next Tuesday, the 12th. I'd like to get the soonest time possible since my tooth hurts very much. Please call me back as soon as you can. Thanks.
Number 7. What is the purpose of this call? Number 8. According to the man, what is the reason for the schedule change? Number 9. Look at the graphic. On which day will the man visit the speaker?